Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Thanks.
And the ones on my, and the one on my street should be a brick construction.
Say it again.
The wall that joins my street.
Yeah.
Yes. I just thought that one word when we get to it.
Right.
I think you said somehow fourth, but there's the first, second and third floors.
Isn't they called second, third and fourth?
Yeah.
I think you were talking about, well, they're called here first, second and third.
Right.
It's the difference between
okay.
Second floor and third level. You know?
Yes, okay. Thank you. We're resuming the meeting of the Inner West Local Planning Panel. And I note that Mary Lynn Taylor has left from the meeting. She had an urgent appointment to go to, but the panel still has a quorum under the statutory legislation, having three members of the panel present. Turning to item 9, the panel has considered the officer's report again and the submissions made to it. We're of the opinion that indeed this proposal is different to the one that was before the Land and Environment Court, mentioned by one of the objectors, in that it has reduced the number of rooms and it has stepped the southern facade of the building to reduce both overlooking and overshadowing. The panel noted the particular concerns of the neighbours at the rear and at the eastern side, and has provided additional conditions to ameliorate the impacts upon them, more or less in accordance with their submissions earlier today. Overall, having visited the site and the locality, it is an area that is in transition to change, as is indicated by the existing zoning and the nature of the existing buildings being such that redevelopment in the future is most likely over much of the area. The three cottages to the rear of the subject site fronting Hutchison Street, indeed, if they're designated as character houses contributing to the locality, may still have development rights, but as the owners have contended, make it difficult for them to redevelop. And so particular consideration should be given to the fact that they may and need to enjoy reasonable amenity as they are existing and maintained. The panel has come to the conclusion that the development generally complies with the aims, objectives and design parameters contained in the Marrickville Local Environmental Plan 2011 and Marrickville Development Control Plan 2011. The application is considered suitable for approval subject to the imposition of appropriate conditions. The panel supports the findings contained in the assessment report and resolves that the application be approved as per the recommendation contained in the report, subject to the following changes: that the rear wall of the existing building on the subject site be retained and structurally supported, adequate details from a practicing structural engineer are to be supplied to the certifying authority prior to construction certificate, reason for security and privacy as requested by the neighbours at the rear. The side wall to the east of the subject site adjacent to number 94 Main Street is to be constructed at the same height as the existing eaves line of the retained rear wall. Reason for security and privacy as requested by the neighbour. And further, that the windows facing the rear or southern side of the property at the first, second and third levels of the building shall be fixed frosted glass to 1.6 metres above the finished floor level. Reason, the privacy for the neighbouring properties. I'll read the recommendation. A, that the Inner West Local Planning Panel, exercising the functions of the council as the consent authority pursuant to section 4.16 of the Environmental Planning and Assessment Act 1979, grant consent to develop an application DA 2019-00034 to demolish existing improvements and construct a four-storey boarding house with basement parking at 96 to 98 May Street, St Peter's, subject to the conditions listed in attachment A below, as amended with the additional conditions already referred to. That concludes. I should ask for the vote on that matter.
I agree with that, Mr. Chair.
Yes, agree.
Thank you. The vote is unanimous. And that concludes item 9 and concludes the agenda for this meeting today. And therefore, I formally close the meeting at 5:38 p.m. Thank you for your attendance.
I wonder how many meetings there have been in this room.
A lot.
I thought the hearing impact statement was horrible, terrible. They just should have said it. They should have said, just should have said, the outside is worth restoring, and that's a positive heritage impact.
Yep.
The inside's stuffed and could be renovated, and there's nothing left anymore to spoil. But there's 50 pages of sort of cringing, self-serving glib statements.
All right.
Thank you enough.
Thank you. Thanks for your help.